Hey, y'all, what's up? This your girl Yasmin Nicole, and welcome back to the Geeky Natural Mom Podcast. Welcome back to the fortress, y'all. How y'all doing, man? Y'all still hanging in there with me? I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support that everybody's giving me with the podcast. Man, I'm telling you, man, this podcast has been a great experience in expressing myself and all that stuff. Y'all already know that. So, gotta show my gratitude and let me know if y'all want me to do an episode about gratitude. I feel like that is needed, you know, where we are right now. So, I'm gonna do it anyway. I was gonna do an episode about gratitude, but if it's of importance and I get more people to say, okay, you know, yes, let's do that, then I'll, you know, put that, you know, above all the other episodes that I'm recording. So let me know if y'all want me to do an episode about gratitude. Like, if it's an urgency to do it, I should say. But today, we are going to talk about how it is a new month and we have goals for the month that we're trying to do. So basically, I'm going to try to explain how we can execute those goals, accomplish those goals, and make sure we're able to, you know, manifest the things we want, you know, for the month. So that is what I'm going to try to do today. So I have some little tips that I wrote down. I'm also probably going to like say some stuff that's probably like on my mind if it comes to me. So I think it's important that we have like something like a planner or something as far as like a notebook that we write everything in, a bullet journal. I've heard great things about a bullet journal. What else? Probably I use like white erase boards if we need to write things out for the month. I have a monthly dry erase board where I write things out, as far as like record when I'm recording, or you know, if I gotta do work stuff, or if I gotta do like kids stuff. Like I try to keep all that separate, because like if I have like my podcast stuff, you know, my personal stuff, the kids stuff, all in like one sitting, like it'll overwhelm me, especially like as far as is in the planner is concerned. Like I have like separate like planners, or like I said, the whiteboard of different things. So I know like, oh, on this, in this planner, I need to write out, you know, what I need to do for the month as far as the kids. Or, you know, what do I need to do to build my brand and my business and things like that. So, like, I try to separate that. And that could be a tip, too, because, like, you can get you can be overwhelmed with so much stuff. And that draws to, like, the procrastination part of it and being lazy. And I know, like I said, if I write all this stuff down at once, it's going to overwhelm me and I'm going to get lazy and I'm going to procrastinate. So basically, like, organizing, you know, where you want to write down what you need to do instead of just having it into one, like, one planner or one notebook or one journal. Or, I mean, that might work for someone, but, like, as a person with anxiety, that does not work for me. Like, I gotta have things separate or it's just gonna be a clusterfuck. Like, seriously. So yeah, if you like some type of writing, something that involves writing as far as like a journal, a planner or anything like that, I think that's important too. So you can have things organized when you're, planning things. I think also organizing your thoughts is like a big thing, because again, it's so much in your head and you need to figure out this and you need to figure out that, and then so much, and then other stuff be hitting you at the same time. So like even before writing in your planner or your notebook or whatever, organizing your thoughts, like think to yourself, like, what's the most important? Like, is that work or is that school stuff, or is it things as far as your kids? Is it things as far as, like, if you have a business, is the business stuff? Like, a sense of urgency, like what's urgent, what's important, what's not important, what's random. Like, you know, keep that stuff, you know, like, organized before you even just, like, have a clear conscious, like a clear mind, not a conscious, a clear mind of, you know, what you need to do for the month or for the year. You can even plan out the year if you want to, but I can't really plan out the, like, for me, like, I can't really plan out a year because, like, anything can happen in a year. I can, like, make, like, manifest things that I want for the year and try to go for them, but like, me personally, I can't really plan for a year, like, I, like, because we, like, things, like, come up. So, but I think that yeah, organizing your thoughts is, like, a big thing. And then after you organize your thoughts, pretty much think about, like, that goes hand in hand, think about your goals before you write them, and, you know, what's important. Like, I already touched base on that. Now you're writing out your goals. So, and when you're writing out your goals, don't be, like, in the room, like, a room full of distractions. Like, remember on one of the episodes I talked about your prayer closet, or just your closet in general, I'm putting in parentheses, like, a place where you can sit down and, you know, write things out. So, you know, go to your little space. Like, I go to my little closet, fortress, whatever, and you know, when the kids are asleep, or, you know, when they're at school, or, you know, it's a quiet time and they're playing, like, you know, I'll take a minute, I'll sit at the table, or I'll sit at my desk and, you know, write things out that I need to do. So, just like I said, no distractions. I play like a playlist. Like, I have a playlist that I play, you know, while I'm doing this, kind of setting the mood, or I light a candle, or I light an incense, or whatever, like that, like, to get the vibe of, like, to focus, like, you're focusing on, you know, this task right now. So I think definitely that goes hand in hand as far as, you know, planning your goals and actually really pushing for what you want. I think also, like, as far as goal setting for the month, like, kind of go out your comfort zone. And what I mean by that is, like, basically something that you would never think that you would do. You would try, like, try a different restaurant, or like, if you're married, you know, do something different with your husband or your wife or whatever, like that. Like, try to get out your comfort zone, because, you know, that makes things exciting in your life, and sometimes fulfilling, dependent on your situation. So, kind of getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. It can be like this one small thing. It can be one big thing, whatever you want to do, but definitely getting out your comfort zone. And another thing that I think is important is just, like, kind of pushing yourself, or have, like, a person that's pushing you, that, you know, that you care about, to really push for your goals. You know, like, how do you, like, basically being a cheerleader. So how do you, like, how is this going? How is that going? Like, basically, like, your cheerleader, your life coach, or whatever. So, like, wait a minute, life coach might be a little strong, but basically I'm saying, like, if you tell someone what you're doing, they're basically staying on top of you as far as, you know, making sure that you do what you're supposed to do. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. Your phone, since we're so consumed with our phones, making sure that we write things down. So many apps and so many things that, you know, scream at us and make sure that, you know, we have, or, you know, our stuff in check. So even though you write it in your planner, like, put it in your phone too, because like sometimes you won't have your planner, but you always have your phone. So make sure that when you write stuff down in your planner, notebook, whatever, make sure you put it in your phone too. And then there's some apps where you can like link the two. Like it's so much technology out there. It's not even funny. But yeah, I think that plays a big role into like if it's something that you really want to do, or just something in general, like an appointment that you need to remember. I think I've covered much of the bases on that for right now. If anything pops up, pops in my head, I'll just say it. But I wanted to talk about my goals for a little bit, not for too long, but talk about my goals and, you know, what I want for myself and, you know, how I'm going to execute and things like that. So, I mean, my goals for this month is making sure I vote and making sure you vote too. That's like a huge goal. You know, taking my podcast seriously. Right now I'm doing Podvember. So basically what that is, I'm attempting to record and post a new episode every day for the month of November. I want to put more content out there. And I was listening to someone on a podcast, and they were saying that sometimes it's more quantity than quality. So like now it's like the more content you have, the more, you know, you put yourself out there, the more you're going to gain the attention and, you know, the things that you want, as far as, you know, for any standpoint, like if you're a content creator, or you know, if you're doing marketing or whatever, or what have you, music, you know, just keep putting yourself out there, pushing yourself, like, you know, it's still about the quality, of course, but not so much as it was like before. So definitely, like, that's something like I really want to accomplish. Like, I've done probably last week 10 episodes. I don't know how I did it. Despite like all the craziness that's going on in my life, I recorded 10 episodes last week, and that was like such like a huge accomplishment for me, because like I tell y'all this all the time, like how much I'm a huge procrastinator. Like I really like stuck with what I really wanted and how I wanted to do. I got a lot of encouragement, you know, from the people that's close to me. And I'm really proud of that. You know, if I stopped tomorrow making this podcast, like, I'd be happy. Like, you know, I really committed to, you know, putting my time and effort into doing this. So, yeah, I'm smiling from ear to ear, because that's like a really great accomplishment. Also, I want to start doing more with my brand, like the actual Geeky Natural Mom brand, like actually set, really, it really set, like, see, this is the part of the goals, like having a different location to record, or an actual studio to record, or things like that. Like, kind of like, you know, where I want to go with the brand. Because, like, I want to create content. I feel like that's something that I can do. But I also want to do other things as far as, like, my activism. You know, helping out with different nonprofits. Like, all tying that into, you know, the brand. Pretty much I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with the brand. Like, I'm trying to start putting things like on list and coming up with a business plan, and like this can be like an actual business, like manifesting that, and you know, something, you know, that I don't have to feel like, you know, I can do anything, showing my kids that I can do anything, and you know, giving them something to believe in as far as following their dreams and goals. So writing out a business plan, really seeking out what I really want to, where I really want Geeky Natural Mom to go. Like, even though it started as like an Instagram name that I came up for myself, you know, it can be something bigger, you know? So like, that's where I'm at as far as the goals for this month, basically writing out an actual business plan, actual plan of what I want the brand to be, getting a trademark, really taking this seriously, like really putting this out there, because I have the drive, I have the passion, I have, it's like I feel the energy of me doing this. So I'm just gonna go full throttle. I'm gonna put my best into this and really start planting these seeds, as far as where I want to go with the brand. Another goal of mine is pretty much just like the regular monthly stuff, like making sure the kids are progressing and, you know, doing hitting their targets and stuff like that. And that's been pretty difficult as of late because of different situations and you know, kids being kids, but I think it's going to work out in his favor this month. I'm claiming that. I want, it's so much, like, I have, like, a whole, like, long list, and then, like, I need to cut, because, like, some of this stuff is just, like, it's not of importance of the month. It's just me, like, having so much I want to do, and it's not of importance. So, yeah, I'm sitting here looking at my planner like, girl, you got issues. And I need to talk about this planner that I got recently. It's the Law of Attraction planner. And this planner is so dope. I got it off of Amazon. And basically, it's supposed to help you with productivity, procrastination, like really seeking out your purpose in life, like if you like things like that, and you like really sitting down and figuring out what you really want out of life, I guess. So I started writing in it because it's not like just a regular planner, like it has the month and you write out your the things you need to do for the month. Like it's more than that. It has like different quotes and you know, different affirmations and things like that. But like the one that really stuck out to me, and I'm like turning to the page, is I'm turning to the page right now, is basically like they have like awareness and self-discovery, like basically trying to figure out who you are as a person and where do you want to go in life. So like it really had me sitting there like thinking like, yo, what do I really want to do? Like, I'm sitting here, like, kind of, like, in a rut with life and trying to figure stuff out. So, they have, like, life questions. And, like, one of the questions is, if I achieve all my life goals, how would I feel? And how can I feel along the way? Like, that's, to me, that's powerful. Because, like, we don't think about stuff like that. If we accomplish everything in life, you know, how do we feel while we're on that journey? You know, so I thought that, yo, I was really sitting here like thinking like, damn, like how I didn't think about this stuff before. So it's pretty much like it's so much in this planner. This is not, I'm not sponsored by anyone. I'm just like Because, you know, like some of these podcasts be sponsored and stuff. Like, I ain't big time like that yet. But so far, I haven't even used it that long and I already love it. It's basically helping you with your personal development. Like, it's so much more than a regular planner. Like, I know that I'm able to, like, write out what I really want and, you know, what I need to do for the month, you know, in this planner. Like, I think this is more of a reflection planner or, you know, a planner for myself instead of, like, the regular planner that I had for, like, the kids things and stuff like that. I think this would be more for, like, with my brand, like, my brand and all that stuff, like, my personal type thing, like I said. And again, like, I like to keep that separate. So, I think basically it just keep working on myself as far as like growth and reading more. Like, I've been reading more, so like getting some more books to read. I got some more books I want to read. I've been writing more, just like writing as a whole, because I've been probably writing poetry and just writing just period probably since as long as I can remember, but I haven't in a while. But like, I'm in such like in a creative space at this moment where I just like, I want to be creative. I want to do everything that I've done, you know, that I did when I was, you know, when I was younger, and how that fulfilled me so much when, you know, shit was rough. So I definitely have that energy with me right now. And as far as, you know, accomplishing everything I want to do. So, reading more and, you know, trying different things with the kids and doing things with the kids. Thanksgiving is coming up, so trying to figure out like what the plan is for Thanksgiving. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. I hear a little person. You go open the door. I hear a little person trying to come in, so I think I gotta wrap this up right now. I'm sorry if this was like all over the place, because like again, the kids are home, and I try not to record while they're here, or you know, I try not to do that. So because like it's so much of them needing my attention. So, but I really want to get Pod Member done. So I'm just going to have to figure out, probably do it at night like I used to. So I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all got something out of this episode. I'm sorry if it was all over the place and it was just me rambling, but like, I hope y'all got something out of it. Let me know what you thought of the episode. Follow me on all my social medias. And I love y'all, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace and love. You want to say bye? Say bye-bye. He says bye. Bye, y'all.